From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment of the eastern districts of Aleppo. 50 civilians have been killed by rebel attacks on western districts of Aleppo in the past 2 weeks. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in southeast Turkey. Among another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians were wounded. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. The demonstrations originated in the Oromia region in late 2015. Protesters initially rallied around demands for land rights, but are now calling for increased political, economic, and cultural rights. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support of the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The review follows an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 people at a funeral in Sana'a and wounded at least 500. U.S. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. This is VOA News.